This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast. Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, so you're planning your wedding. That is so exciting. And I bet you've already thought a lot about the music. Yeah. Especially for your first dance. But have you thought about the order of all the dances? All the special dances at the reception?
Yeah, that's a good point.
We're diving into something pretty interesting today. We found this idea in Engaged AF magazine. They suggest flipping the script on tradition. Literally reversing the order of the dances.
Interesting.
So could this be the secret to a reception that's even more meaningful? Mm. Even more magical?
Well, it's definitely a way to make your reception stand out.
Okay, so right now, most weddings follow the same order for the dances.
Right.
You have the first dance, then the father-daughter dance, and then the mother-son dance.
Mm.
But Engaged AF is suggesting something totally different. They call it the backward order.
Mm.
So instead of ending with the bride and groom's first dance,
you start with it.
No. You start with the parent dances. So first, the groom dances with his mom. Then the bride dances with her dad. And then the bride and groom have their first dance.
Exactly.
Wow. So you're basically starting the whole reception with this. Big dose of family love.
That's a great way to put it.
I really like that.
It's not about rejecting tradition. It's more about, well, I guess you could say shining a spotlight on why we have those traditions.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
Engaged AF had this great quote. They said, "By starting with these traditional dances, you're highlighting the support and love from both families before shifting the attention to the couple."
I love that. So it's like you're saying, before you two start this new chapter together,
yeah,
look at all this love, all this support. This is what made you you.
Yes.
And it's not just about the sentiment. I mean,
right.
Imagine the father walking his daughter over to her husband after their dance. It's like he's handing her off. And then they start their first dance.
That's a powerful image.
I know, right?
And it really symbolizes that transition from one family to the next.
Yeah. What's like this beautiful visual representation of these two families coming together.
Exactly.
At a lot of weddings I've been to, there's always this kind of awkward moment after the first dance when everyone's trying to figure out, okay, do we start dancing now?
I know exactly what you mean.
It's like this weird pause. And the energy just kind of drops.
And it can be tough to get the party going again.
Exactly.
But with this flipped order, the party's already primed. When the bride and groom finish their first dance, the DJ just goes right into the next song, and boom, everyone hits the dance floor.
So no more awkward lull.
No more awkward lull.
And while we're thinking, practically, we can't forget about the photos.
Oh, that's so important.
With the parent dances happening first, the photographer and videographer,
mm-hmm.
they'll be totally ready for that first dance.
That's a good point.
They've had time to warm up, test the lighting, you know?
Absolutely.
So when it's your turn to dance, they're going to capture every single detail perfectly.
They'll be in the groove.
Exactly. You know what I really love about this whole idea?
Mm.
It's not just about smooth transitions or perfect photos.
Mm.
It's about how this new order makes everyone feel.
It changes the whole mood.
Right. The article talked about how it builds anticipation. For the guests,
yes,
it's like this slow build.
And when you finally get to that first dance, it's like the peak of the night.
I am sold. But I think we need to dig a little deeper before we get too excited.
I agree.
So let's unpack the purpose behind each of these special dances.
That's a great idea.
Why do we do them in the first place?
And how does flipping the order change the way we see them?
All right, let's get into it.
Sounds good. So are we ready to unpack the why behind these wedding dances?
Absolutely. I am so ready. Let's start with the traditional first dance, the bride and groom. What's the real purpose there?
Well, at its heart, the first dance is all about the couple. It's their moment to really celebrate their love and show everyone that they are now a unit, a partnership.
Yeah. It's like their first dance as husband and wife. It's such a special moment.
Exactly. And it's full of excitement. For the future, all those new beginnings.
And then you have the parent dances. Those always get me a little teary-eyed.
Me too. There's so much history there, so many family ties.
Let's talk about the father-daughter dance.
Okay.
Traditionally, it's seen as this moment of letting go.
Right. The father entrusting his daughter to someone else.
But these days, so many women are independent. It's not really about being given away anymore, is it?
I agree. It's definitely evolved. But I think there's still that emotional core of a father and his daughter acknowledging their bond.
As she starts this new chapter.
Yeah.
And the groom dancing with his mom. That one is always so sweet.
It is. It's about celebrating that lifelong bond between a mother and her son.
So we've got these beautiful symbolic dances.
Yeah.
But Engaged AF is saying, we don't have to stick to the same old order.
Right.
It's not about getting rid of the meaning. It's about finding a new way to show it. Maybe even amplify it.
I like that.
So what if we start with the parent dances? It's like we're saying, here's all the love and support. That made you who you are. And now look at these two incredible people.
Ready to start their own journey.
Exactly.
And then that handoff moment with the father and the bride, it becomes even more powerful.
Yeah. It's not just dad walking her over. It's about these families uniting, supporting this new marriage.
It adds so much to the emotion.
And you know what else I like about this idea?
What's that?
Think about the guests. Traditionally, they have to sit through the first dance before they can start partying.
Yeah.
It's like they're waiting for permission to let loose.
It can feel a bit formal.
But if we flip the order, the guests are involved from the beginning.
They're part of those family moments.
They're seeing the connections.
And by the time the bride and groom have their first dance, everyone's ready to celebrate.
It becomes this shared experience.
Of love and family and new beginnings.
I love it. So let's say a couple is listening to this. And they're thinking, okay, we want to do this, but where do we start?
Well, the first step is to talk to your DJ or band leader.
Yeah. Make sure they're on board with this whole flipped script thing.
Exactly. And they can help you brainstorm some creative transitions.
Oh, yeah. Because the music is so important.
It really is. For example, after the groom dances with his mother, the DJ could say a few words about their bond and then transition into a song for the bride and her father.
That's beautiful. I love that. What about after the father-daughter dance?
I think you want something that builds anticipation for the couple's first dance.
Okay.
Something romantic, maybe even a little dramatic, with a slow build.
I'm getting chills just thinking about it. Now, what about the guests? Do we need to warn them that we're switching things up?
It's probably a good idea, just to avoid any confusion.
Yeah. We don't want anyone wondering where the bride and groom are.
You could put a little note in the program, or the DJ could make an announcement.
At the beginning of the reception.
Something simple to let everyone know what to expect.
Okay. So we've got the vendors on board. We've told the guests. What else should we be thinking about?
Well, now's a good time to choose the music for each dance.
All right.
Because the flipped order might change things. You might want different songs.
For the parent dances.
Yeah. Since they're setting the tone for the whole reception, you might want something a little more mellow, maybe something sentimental.
And then for the couple's first dance, you can really go all out.
Choose a song that reflects their style.
And since it's the last dance,
you can pick something that transitions nicely into party music.
Genius. So for couples who are loving this idea,
what's
the most important thing to remember?
It's your wedding. Don't be afraid to break the mold.
If it feels right, go for it.
Be creative. Make it your own.
I love that.
The key is to be intentional. Think about the story you want to tell.
And the feeling you want to create.
This has been so insightful.
But I feel like there's still more to explore.
Oh, definitely. We haven't even talked about how to personalize those handoff moments or how to involve other family members.
There are so many possibilities.
So many.
I know I'm going to be thinking about this a lot. But for now, I think we need to take a little break. When we come back, we'll dive into some practical tips on how to make this flipped dance order work seamlessly for your wedding.
We were talking about the music and how important it is to get the right vibe for those special dances.
Right. It's not just about the song itself. It's about the whole mood, the feeling.
Exactly. So let's say you're going for this flipped order. What are some practical things that couples should keep in mind?
Well, I think
communication
is key. Talk to your DJ or band leader.
Yes.
Make sure they understand what you're going for.
Get them excited about it.
Yeah. And don't forget about the photographer and videographer.
Fun part of the team, too.
They need to know the plan so they can capture those handoff moments.
Oh, those special moments.
Speaking of which, what about involving other family members in the parent dances?
Oh, that's a great idea.
How would that work?
Maybe halfway through the groom's dance with his mom, his dad could cut in, or the bride could join them for a bit.
I love that. It's such a beautiful way to show that these families are blending together.
Supporting each other.
And it's a way to honor those relationships.
Yeah.
without adding extra dances.
Exactly.
It's all about those little touches that make it personal.
Unique.
This whole flipped order, it's really got me thinking outside the box.
I know. It's amazing what a difference it makes.
It really is.
It's a great example of how we can reimagine tradition.
Without losing the meaning.
Exactly.
So to all the couples out there, remember, your wedding is your day. Don't be afraid to get creative.
Make it your own.
If this flip dance order feels right to you, go for it.
And if not, that's totally fine too.
The most important thing is to create a celebration that reflects who you are as a couple.
A celebration filled with love and joy.
Well said. This has been such a fun deep dive.
Hey.
We've talked about the traditions, the emotions, the logistics, and all those creative possibilities.
I hope our listeners feel inspired.
To make their wedding dances even more special.
Meaningful.
So as you're planning your big day, have fun.
Be yourselves.
And let your love shine through. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Until next time.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you